Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Gary, will you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 412. O dreamer, leave thy dreams for joyful waking. O captive, rise and sing, for thou art free. The Christ is here, all dreams of error breaking, unloosing bonds of all captivity. He comes to bless thee on his wings of healing, to banish pain and wipe all tears away. He comes anew to humble hearts, revealing the mounting footsteps of the upward way. Hymn 412.
We will now hear from Fairley from Maryland, who will read from the Bible.
Matthew. Jesus said, "And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant." Mark. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked his disciples, "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." Luke. As he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, "When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him, and he that bade thee come and say to thee, 'Give this man place,' and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Mark. A certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of Jesus, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs." And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed.
The correlative reading will now be given by Elsie from Alabama.
I shall read from Science and Health and Prose Works by Mrs. Eddy. If a man, though apparently fervent and prayerful, is impure and therefore insincere, what must be the comment about him? If he reached the loftiness of his prayer, there would be no occasion for comment. If we feel the aspiration, humility, gratitude, and love which our words express, this God accepts. And it is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Professions and audible prayers are like charity in one respect. They cover the multitude of sins. Praying for humility with whatever fervency of expression does not always mean a desire for it. If we turn away from the poor, we are not ready to receive the reward of Him who blesses the poor. We confess to having a very wicked heart and ask that it may be laid bare before us. But do we not already know more of this heart than we are willing to have our neighbors see? We should examine ourselves and learn what is the affection and purpose of the heart. For in this way only can we learn what we honestly are. If a friend informs us of a fault, do we listen patiently to the rebuke and credit what is said? Do we not rather give thanks that we are not like other men? During many years, the author has been most grateful for merited rebuke. The wrong lies in unmerited censure, in the falsehood which does no one any good. The test of all prayer lies in the answer to these questions. Do we love our neighbors better because of this asking? Do we pursue the old selfishness, satisfied with having prayed for something better, though we give no evidence of the sincerity of our request by living consistently with our prayer? If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we shall never meet the great duty simply by asking that it may be done. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of merely material sensation, affection, and worship. God knows our need before we tell Him or our fellow beings about it. If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it, and we shall incur less risk of overwhelming our real wishes with a torrent of words. As in Jesus' time, so today, tyranny and pride of the temple and humidity and pride need to be whipped, need to be whipped out of the temple, and humidity and divine science to be welcomed in. The strong cords of scientific demonstration, as twisted and wielded by Jesus, are still needed to purge the temples of their vain traffic in worldly worship and to make them meet dwelling places for the Most High. Great charity and humility is necessary in this work of healing. The loving patience of Jesus we must arise or strive to emulate. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, has daily to be exemplified. Although skepticism and incredulity prevail in places where one would least expect it, it harms not. For is serving Christ truth, of what can mortal opinion avail? Cast not your pearls before swine. But if you cannot bring peace to all, you can to many. If faithful laborers in his vineyard. The true understanding of Christian Science mind healing never originated in pride, rivalry, or the deification of self. The discoverer of this science could tell you of timidity, of self-distrust, of friendlessness, toil, agony, and victory under which she needed miraculous vision to sustain her when taking the first step in this science. The ways of Christianity have not changed. Meekness, selflessness, and love are the paths of his testimony and the footsteps of his flock.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then repeat together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Okay, Craig, can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn 227. O Lord, wherever thy people meet, there they behold thy mercy seat. Wherever they seek thee, thou art found, and every place is hallowed ground. Hymn 227.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. And that's welcome to literally all of you who have found your way either to this service live or to a recording later. God has brought innumerable people to this church from various places, many states of this country, many foreign countries, and welcome to all of you. In fact, I just heard that our outreach through our website is reaching yet more and more people. Jeremy was commenting about how many people have been listening to our YouTube videos. We have over 400, probably close to 500 videos out there. I just got corrected. It's over 600. How do you like that? Yes. Obviously meeting a need and obviously drawing in those that are hungering and thirsting for the truth. And we're so grateful for it. Okay, let's talk about our Sundays around here. We get started at 10 o'clock in the morning with our roundtable discussion. And that's a participatory thing. If you call in on the teleconference, you can participate in the conversation, discussion, add what your comments you feel are appropriate. It's a great place to learn. And then later at 11 o'clock, we continue with the rest of the service up here in the auditorium. Also at 11 o'clock on Sundays, we have a Sunday school where all children are welcome. This Sunday school is conducted by its own teleconference number that enables children who don't live in this area to attend this Sunday school. So if you have a child who's interested, please contact the church. We'll give you the phone number, and your child will be most welcome there. This Saturday, we are indeed going to have another Bible study session. Thank you, Elizabeth, for stepping up and giving us some wonderful Bible study questions. They're posted on the website, so make sure you read them and start studying them early so we can have quite the lively session on Saturday. That's 10 a.m. Okay, so let's move on to the rest of our meeting here with the testimonies, which is the primary reason that we have our meeting tonight. The sharing of testimonies is quite a necessary and a need-filling activity. Before we get started, I'm going to read a section from the church manual entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And also, for those that share testimonies tonight, please keep your remarks within 4 minutes so that everyone will have an opportunity to share their contribution. For those on the teleconference, when you're ready, please press star 1. That lets us know you're ready. And when we're ready here, we will call on you. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science.
I am incredibly grateful to God for saving me. In 2013, a series of poor choices finally caught up with me and left me in a place where I was absolutely convinced the world, and especially my kids, would be better off if I was dead. I was moments away from doing it when almost involuntarily I said out loud, God, I need your help. few minutes later, my kids called, and my daughter said she had been distraught all day because she was having a dream where I said I was leaving and I wouldn't tell her where I was going. Once off the phone, I thanked God, and I tried to figure out what to do next. But then the next morning, I woke up feeling that same way, and I figured that it would be better for everybody if I was gone. So then, as I sat on the couch, I once again asked God for help. Almost as soon as I was done saying it, a squirrel jumped onto the window screen to the left of me, and a blackbird jumped onto the window screen to the right. For the next 20 minutes, they looked at me. At first, I was shocked, and then I just laughed. How absurd. There was no way that was coincidental. I felt that God had been watching and waiting for me to be ready. At that moment, I knew I wasn't going to need a third try. Whatever God needed me for, I was here to do. And within 2 weeks, I was directed here to Plainfield. And now, 20 months later, every single day, I'm grateful to be alive and useful and working for His glory. I'm also grateful because I know what happened to me wasn't the equivalent of winning God's lottery. Divine love is working to bring all of us out of the personal hell of human mind and into the kingdom of heaven that's already within us. That is so wonderful, and it's a blessing to be a part of this church and its mission. Thank you.
Thank you.
A short time ago, I had a couple unpleasant experiences. I knew they were not from God, but it made me ill. And I believe it was bronchitis. And I called a practitioner from this church and asked for help. And I was asked to read from Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy, pages 390 to 393. And several of the statements that really helped me was, when the first symptoms of disease appear, dispute the testimony of the material senses. And also, mentally contradict every complaint from the body. And then the last one really gave me the fight. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. Well, after reading those pages and the practitioner praying, I was seeing this was just animal magnetism, the devil, trying to get me in a funk. And I was not going to accept it. It wasn't from God. The next day, I called the practitioner again for more help, and she gave me the recuperative action of the system when mentally sustained by truth goes on naturally. And she told me that that action was my mental attitude. So the third day, I was back to normal, feeling great, and seeing that all these so-called unpleasant situations were just blessings to bring me closer to God. I am so grateful to God for giving us Christian Science and Mary Baker Eddy, and for the practitioner's help with so much love and understanding and strength that brought these healings about. I'm just very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Last weekend was very blessing for me. Sunday night, I prepare like note what I'm gonna do Monday because a lot of things has to take care of. And when I get up in the morning, I say, God helps me because this is busy day for me. And God take care of me. Whenever place I go, everybody was nice to me and things go smooth. And I feel so grateful. I'm enjoying Christian Science because before I don't ask God that much like now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth from Georgia, go ahead.
Hello. Tonight I'm grateful for what I'm learning in the Bible through the Bible study offered on Saturdays, and also while delving through the lessons and looking up meanings on my own. So I was raised in Christian Science and attended Sunday school until I was 20, and also had class instruction and have attended church pretty regularly. I realize now that I have been pretty ignorant of the Bible. And in trying to figure out how this happened, I can only say that I honestly don't remember what I learned during Sunday school. And I don't say that to criticize my previous Sunday school teachers. I just don't recall. I know we focused on the Bible story, so I had some of that background. But I think maybe it wasn't explained in the right context. And also, maybe we focused more on science and health. But I've certainly used passages in Psalms and elsewhere to feel comfort and healing that have helped me over my life. But somewhere between then and now, when I read the Bible part of the lesson, it just didn't always register with me. It was more words on a page that I didn't always understand, and I was never really going deeper. But now that I've been attending here, I've gained such an appreciation of the Bible and its events and realize how crucial, how really important it is to have an understanding of it. And certainly Mrs. Eddy did. When I looked in the concordance the other day to search for citations on the word scriptures, she references them many, many times. I just was so surprised. I don't know why I should be, but I just was blinded to that. So I'm grateful for putting off the old man, so to speak, and leaving the laziness behind to not look up Bible meanings and the opportunities provided here that force one's growth in this direction, and for the spiritual lessons this is providing for me. I know I'm in the infant stages, but it's heartening to be on the right path and discover what I have been missing all these years. Thank you.
Thank you. Luann from New York, go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening. Before coming here and making one last and final effort to reach out for help, I had stopped striving altogether. I had given up on life and had lost all hope in humanity. Every time I'd made any effort to reach out, there was always something, some rule or law in place that had no clear sense of principle in its humanity, wanting to take away any sense of hope or good I had been holding on to. Then by the grace of God, I came into the study of Christian Science and all the wonderful work, the Bible studies and lessons that are available to me by the Plainfield Church Independent and its members, along with the individual help I get from my practitioner, that is enabling me to learn, to understand, to grow and develop the ability to voice the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Here I am in the midst of good beyond anything I could ever imagine. When I find myself sensing any fear that this good could possibly be taken away, I work diligently to know and to stand strong in my conviction that it is of God and nothing has the power to override that which principle has put in place, including this method or means of developing a higher understanding and guiding me in my study of Christian Science. Before coming here, I didn't read the Bible or science and health or participate in a church of any kind. But now I'm finding that it runs deep in my heart, beyond what it appears on the outside to be. It has to do with discipline and structure, which is something I'm so deeply in need of. There is something about knowing that the church still stands, especially when there seems to be so much that is not God-based in the world. It's important that way to have something that stands for good, that all is not being lost to pride and arrogance and the higher attainment of personal gain. It brings such joy to my heart and a sense of security and confidence that nothing can touch this good because it is the good that God bestows. I want to express how thankful I am to everyone who has been the benefactor of these institutions, who have gained a higher understanding, for their compassion and kindness, and for recognizing the importance of helping others who are in the beginning stages of development, for keeping the church strong in its application of truth, for enabling me to be a part of something good. has rekindled my hope and faith in humanity, that has empowered me to strive. I am deeply grateful for all that I've been given. Thank you.
Thank you. Laverne from Maryland, go ahead.
Hello. I would like to express my gratitude for recent revelations. Now, I know that I'm very, very careful not to associate myself with disease or any type of calamity, because doing so dishonors God, and it's a lie about His creation, and I don't want it to manifest. And I would never say, I know I'm going to get sick, or this bad thing will happen to me, or that bad thing will happen to me. I would never speak such things for fear that it would happen. Well, today I realized that if I exercise just as much or even more faith in the truths I speak and contemplate, because truth is truth and it honors God, then I would demonstrate the truth more consistently. And I've known this intellectually, but today it really hit home for me. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God and for Jesus Christ and for Mrs. Eddy. I'm so grateful for Christian Science and constant revelation for this church, for practitioner support, and for growth in grace and understanding. Thanks for those inspiring readings and the testimonies.
Thank you.
I love so many things about this church, including the music. I was singing the other day a song that's really one of my favorites that our quartet sings. It's called Amazing Grace. And in it is a verse, I know some of you have heard this before, but it came to me so clearly. In it is a verse which goes, Amazing Grace, how sweet thou art, who saved even a wretch like me. And every time I hear it, I tear up, because it makes me so grateful that God led me to this church many years ago. Because it was in this church, through a practitioner then in this church, that I felt and saw more of God's love for mankind than I have ever felt or seen before. I was healed of many things, physical illnesses, character traits, business, family issues, were all made better through the Christian Science that I found in this church. And it taught me that without a great and deep love for God and mankind, I am a wretch wandering around in a materialistic world. And that has saved me from a lot of the wretchedness, if you will, or foolishness of the world. And for that, I am very deeply grateful. I'm grateful for this church and for the Christian Science that is taught and practiced in this church. It's great to be here tonight.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to add my thanks tonight for those fine readings on humility. Seems like it's always an appropriate topic and one that's very important to consider each day. And it's something that I had to learn, and I'm thanking God that He brought me to this church, because I think the lack of humility that I had been experiencing pretty much caused all of the problems I've ever had, and I came to this church with many to be healed. But I think one of the things I'm most grateful for is a practitioner here who had the spiritual sense to say what was needed, the right thing at the right time, because there were many times I needed the encouragement, and there was other times where I needed to have it pointed straight in my face. But the result of it was, it just brought me closer to God and taught me more to listen to Him more carefully, and the humility that it takes to hear Him clearly, because without it, you're pretty much listening just to your own human will and driving forward with that instead of releasing it. So I'm grateful for every experience I've had that helps me release the human will, release the human drive, and open up the way to humbly listen, follow, and obey. And I'm grateful to be on the path and everything that I've been learning, and looking forward to learn more. Thank you, God. Fairly from Maryland, go ahead.
I'm very grateful for everything I've learned at Plainfield. And I'm very, very grateful to Mrs. Eddy for her books, Science and Health, and miscellaneous writings and all of her prose works. She worked tirelessly all of her life to give us this science. And in the beginning of miscellaneous writings, she speaks about humility, says it is the stepping stone to a higher recognition of deity. The mounting sense gathers fresh forms and strange fire from the ashes of dissolving self and drops the world. Meekness heightens immortal attributes by removing the dust that dims them. It's such a wonderful explanation of how one has to drop the world and the sense of self apart from other selves. And throughout her writings and throughout Jesus' teaching, one has this quality expressed again and again. And in addition to always studying at Plainfield, I am always deeply grateful for the fact that when I came to Plainfield just a couple of years ago, I was almost immediately healed of a long-standing clinical depression that had taken me to the hospital 5 different years in a row for a few weeks at a time. And I didn't understand it. I had studied Christian Science pretty much on my own in that last several years because I was not raised in Christian Science. I found Christian Science 30 years ago, but the churches I went to just never really explained it to me. And the formal teaching that I took, I mean, I had class instruction, but the class instruction was, I couldn't ask questions. I just didn't get anywhere. And so I'm forever grateful that I found Plainfield. And I just pray tonight and every night that more and more people will be blessed by this great truth that's being shared throughout the world from Plainfield.
Thank you. Janet from Georgia, go ahead.
Yes, hello. I want to give thanks tonight, too, for all these beautiful testimonies. They certainly bless. They blessed me, and I know they are reaching out and blessing everyone. And I'm so grateful for the readings tonight, too. They were so beautiful. Thank you. And for the readers on Sunday, what a great job, Bruce, you and Carol do. It's so gratifying to hear you. You have actually made the Bible and Science and Health come alive for me, and I'm sure you have for others too. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate this church and all the hard work that goes into all the activities that you have at this church. I agree with the other testifiers. I really look forward to the Bible studies and the round table, and it's so rewarding, and it's like a compass for me. It keeps me sort of a test, knowing, you know, whether I'm getting it or not getting it. It's just so wonderful and gratifying to have those activities. It also makes me feel good to be a part of that. I really enjoy it. It's really fun for me. I thank you all so much.
Thank you. Jim from Arizona, go ahead.
I wish to express my gratitude for practitioner help on a daily basis. It has been such a support to me. For example, just yesterday, I was able to go to a Safeway store and do some shopping. And that's the first time in 2 months. I am most grateful for this support. Thank you.
Thank you. Betty from California, go ahead.
Thank you. Tonight, I would like to express gratitude for the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We'll get that whole title out there. I came to this church when I called a Plainfield practitioner looking for healing concerning my finances. I got the healing. The practitioner taught me to be grateful for those bills because it meant that I could trust in God to pay them and to write a check for church first, to put God first. But more importantly, I learned about how to use Christian Science here at the Plainfield Church. This church grows and changes and progresses. One example is the website, which has grown and progressed immensely. This is also the first time I'd ever heard of watches. And tonight I am most grateful for the Daily Watch that's posted weekly by Tony from Georgia. He's been doing this for quite some time now. Thank you, Tony. These Daily Watches are from a book called 500 Watching Points by Gilbert Carpenter, Sr. and Jr. Each one is a jewel of Christian Science, often illustrated by stories or quotes from Mary Baker Eddy or her students. I often use them during my daily watches. These watching points cover a variety of points. For example, number 496 starts out, "Watch that you are a terror to error." Number 325 begins, "Watch that you realize that as you work for God, He cares for you." And number 310, watch lest you regard error as something apart from your own belief in it. And it goes on to tell how one of Mrs. Eddy's students healed a boy hit by a train by knowing he, the student, couldn't be mesmerized. And number 399, and I'd like to read this one. It's a short one, but it describes how to love selflessly. And it says, "Watch that you seek to love others rather than to seek to have others love you. When you seek to have others love you, you are clinging to earth. When you seek to love others without regard for whether that love is returned, you are on the high road to heaven." Mrs. Eddy once said, "In human love, you seek someone to love. In divine love, you seek to love." At another time, she said, "In human love, you expect something for yourself. In divine love, you expect something for all." Thank you, Plainfield Church, for making this website such a wealth of information on Christian Science. And thank you for those readings tonight. They were wonderful.
Thank you.
Chardell.
Chardell from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I have a whole list of things to be grateful for. I've had practitioner help continuously and faithfully for weeks and weeks and weeks, months. And but tonight, I also want to thank the readers and the lessons on that we have. I attended a Christian Science church, and I have never had anything so deeply and beautifully read and so divine as the readings here at the Plainfield Church. I used to take notes with them, but now I let them wash over me and heal me, and I think about them. And I don't remember everything, but I remember enough that I feel peace, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. The Moores from Georgia, go ahead.
Hey, it's Lenny. I also want to express my gratitude for the readings on humility tonight. They were lovely, and it came through so clearly. It was just very well done. I was reading something in first edition that really stood out to me the other day. This is that he says, "Truth is nearly worthless to him who seldom uses it." And I had to laugh because I really didn't use it or really know how to use it before I found Independent Christian Science. And I'm so grateful for how in this church and with the practitioners I have, I feel like my understanding has really started to come alive. And as a result, I do feel like I'm using it for the first time really in my life. An experience that happened last week kind of brings this to mind, too, is I found myself suddenly kind of struggling with a pretty severe head cold and called a practitioner for some help. And after about a day, found myself really battling discouragement because I just felt like I wasn't making any progress and, I was getting beaten up pretty much by personal sense, physical sense with the symptoms. And so I called my practitioner and was kind of lamenting the lack of progress and demonstration and also thinking, I felt like I should be better at demonstrating this than I am, right, with this particular situation. And kind of got on me because he said, this is a residual part of the Christian Science culture creeping back into your thought and making it all about the demonstration. And reminded me that we do this because we are trying to align ourselves with our true being, aligning ourselves with God. And healing is a result of that. And that's really what my focus needed to be. And he also pointed me to a blog, which happened to include this from first edition that really kind of shook me up a little bit too, where she says, "Giving heed to in harmony is personal sense, that in its ignorance of God silences the voice of soul. In other words, is total depravity." I realized, oh my gosh, that's the, that really is total depravity, and what a totally depraved state of thought I was indulging in by, letting myself get all beat up like that with mortal mind. And that's when I found that the progress really started to happen with the healing. Shortly after that, I also read, or was actually listening to first edition, and found several different passages in Healing the Sick where for the first time in my life, I really started to understand what she's talking about when she talks about how we're handling this in mind. It's not, I was so focused on the physical symptoms that I wasn't handling the fear, I wasn't handling the cause in mind. And that's, that's where I needed to focus my attention. And it's hard to put into words, but I felt for the first time just this little light bulb go off. And I really understood what she was saying. And it was one of those wonderful feelings where you're just like, wow, I get it. And all the remaining little, bits of symptoms were just gone. That was the end of it. And I felt great. And I was so tickled by this experience, by the growth that came from it. And I just wanted to share that because it's just, the science is really starting to come alive. And again, it happened because I found Baptist Church and Independent Christian Science. And I want to thank everybody else for their testimony tonight as well. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll read a couple things from the church website bulletin board from Georgia. What beautiful posts on the forum, always to the point and so very inspiring. Thank you all. And Georgia, referring to the music this past Sunday, Faith, what a beautiful reminder to not fear, but trust and obey God. Thank you. And then Pennsylvania, I wanted to thank Plainfield again for the music at this church. The spirit, love, and prayer behind the singing, preludes, postludes, duets, and hymn choices is felt and make it more than just a part of the service. For me, it feeds the heart and helps me feel God's presence. I also love singing along with the congregation during the services. And then a testimony from Pennsylvania. Thanks to God and to the Plainfield practitioner who prayed so effectively with me regarding anxiety over a relative's upcoming employment interview process and about a neighbor who had listened unwittingly to malicious, untrue gossip about my husband and myself and believed it. As a result of the practitioner's prayers, the naturalness of good was deeply felt. The interview process went comfortably forward and the relative was soon hired. The article placed was very helpful. It was recommended and can be found on the Plainfield internet site. From our neighbor, we soon received a friendly greeting. We had written a letter to him explaining a rather complicated situation, but only after telling the practitioner about the problem did the neighbor's demeanor change from very frosty to gentle warmth. I so felt God's dear love in his greeting to us. And then an email from Costa Rica. I love our Plainfield outreach, and I am happy to cooperate in any small way that I can. We cannot remain silent, because we have found something so precious. It is called reality. And then from Oregon. Dear Plainfield, I recently ordered a copy of Christian Science, Its Clear Correct Teachings by Herbert Eustace, which just arrived, and included in the envelope were a calendar, full-text lessons, and the copy of The Liberator. I was so touched by the generosity of spirit evident here. I will benefit from all of this and think with fondness of all the Plainfield workers who make this possible and whose love is actively reaching out every day. Blessings to all. I'm grateful, too, for those readings tonight on humility. I realize what an important attribute that is. There's a hymn, Lead Kindly, Not Light. I believe it's hymn 169. And in that hymn, it says that pride ruled my will. And I remember thinking about that in regards to myself and how willful I could be and how that is true. It was pride. It was this selfhood apart from God that I would be clinging on to. And the more prideful I was, the more willful I could be. And it never leads into a very good place. And that pride had to be broken by a practitioner in this church, and it was. And it's something always to be watchful for because it can certainly creep in. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says that willpower is but a product of belief, and this belief commits depredations on harmony. We had a wonderful Bible study on Saturday in which we brought up the topic of backsliding and how backsliding works. You know, you make some kind of a commitment to God, but then here a little, there a little, you get drifted away from that. Just feeling not so lackluster, your love isn't that great, got other things you need to do. It's a drifting, a pulling away. And if you're not alert to it, it will take you to a place you don't need to go. And the only way to come back from that place is humility. It requires great humility to realize you've slipped away and you need to get back to God. And when you do that, it's as we talked about, it's like the story of the prodigal son. you get greeted by the Father with outstretched arms, so to speak. So grateful for these lessons. I'm grateful for what I've learned about pride and the importance of humility, keeping our head bowed low, so that I can be of service to God, to get rid of this false sense of self. I'm grateful for the readings again tonight and for the testimonies.
Thank you. Okay, Sharon, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed. A day of fresh promise breaks over the land. God, warfare is doomed and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236.